welcome to another fabulous episode of Real Fabulous Marketing, the place where you can tap into your own inner resources of fabulousness in order to, you know, live a happier life and do more of what you want. I'm your host, Miranda Ivy, and as per usual, I'm very excited to be here. I love recording this podcast, although sometimes, if you've been listening lately, it has been a little bit less regular, and we all like a little bit of regularity in our lives. So I will endeavor to be a little bit more regular, but, you know, better late than never, as I always say. Better that it exists than not existing at all. And I thank you all for tuning in and listening. So today's episode came from having a chat with my mum, who is a longtime listener, first-time caller of the podcast. And we were talking about mentorship. I was saying how a friend of mine had offered some free advice in the surf that day about my paddling style. And I was talking about how sometimes, you know, in the past, I may not have listened to such advice because of who's telling it to me. Maybe it was my partner. And I'm like, I don't really want to, like, you know, hear what I've done wrong again. If you've ever learned to do a sport or some other skill that your partner's quite good at or a good friend is quite good at and they're trying to help you and you can get a little bit grumpy about it, I'm with you. It's not always plain sailing learning to do a sport. When it came to surfing, I just had to tell my partner that I did not need any more advice on the beach. Thank you very much. And it was about that time I decided to just go out and have some fun. And that has led me on the merry journey of the past few years where I've very much enjoyed going out, being in the sunshine, being in nature, looking at the dolphins and the whales and catching a few waves to boot. Anyway, as I said to my friend on Monday, I was like, I think I'm in a place to hear this, so tell me what I'm doing wrong. And he proceeded to tell me that my paddling style could be improved in order to catch more waves. And he's like, I'm very sorry, I don't want to speak out of turn. And honestly, it was heartfelt advice and it came from a really great place. And it did get me thinking around sort of like the free advice versus the paid advice. And the fact that, you know, most people don't really want the free advice, even though they think they want the free advice. And that kind of has to do with the fact that I found in my experience that free advice doesn't usually land in the same way of paid advice. People kind of can brush it off and not take action. And if you do want people to take action from your words, sometimes they need to pay for it or they need to be held accountable in order to, you know, take that action, because sometimes it can take longer than just a 5-minute drunken chat at a party. So I was thinking of an episode topic, and also Mum was like, you're very good at finding mentors in your life. And it got me thinking, do you need a mentor to get ahead in business? Now, of course, you know, coaches, there's all this whole world of coaches needing coaches and coaching other coaches and all of that stuff. And we'll set that to the side right about now and just say, well, where do you get your advice from at the moment? Do you get it from free Instagram posts or podcasts like this? Do you get it from books? I know I get heaps of, you know, business information from books, and whether I take action on it immediately or whether it just sort of filters into my psyche, it's all part of like sort of your own mental mentoring program that you do when you run your own business, because it can be a little bit tricky to continue to keep going, to continue to find inspiration, to continue to find that little bit of a spark that keeps you going and growing when it comes to your business. Because, you know, at the end of the day, a business is all about making money. And what we're doing here in 2023 is a lot of us are making money by doing things that we enjoy, and we enjoy the flexibility of working for ourselves and setting our own hours and being our own boss. But, you know, we're often looking for that next step in order to, yeah, maybe take our business to the next level or tap into other things, because there's so many other ways that we can have mentors in our lives, you know, personal trainers, dance instructors, Pilates teachers, you know, naturopaths, nutritionists can all be different types of mentors for us, psychologists, counselors, so many different things. So it really comes down to, you know, what are you looking for? And are you feeling, you know, there's sort of this thing that I sometimes struggle with when it comes to mentorship and working with coaches and finding a coach myself is like, am I feeling deficient in some ways? And I think that it's not a great place to come from when it comes to looking for a coach, because often coaches really are there to bring out that inner sparkle. So if you're feeling like a coach or someone you want to work with or a mentor is not making you feel great, that's probably a bit of a red flag. Like, you don't want to choose someone based on feeling like, oh, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I'm not hitting the high notes, I need to work with this person. It's probably not going to be the best type of a relationship. What I find works well for me, and I'd love your feedback if you want to share, is, you know, finding someone to work with who's willing to work with me and sort of bring out those like essential inner elements of me to share it with the world. It's not about like, oh, you don't know enough. It's not about you got to do X, Y, Z. It's more about like, okay, well, what's going on here? And where have things gone a little bit haywire? So from my perspective, some of the great reasons to find yourself a mentor to work with, maybe find yourself a coach or something like that. I was trying to think of another word for coach, but I couldn't. So mentor or coach in this example is like, it's an opportunity for new ideas. It's an opportunity for new perspectives and tapping into different skills and experience that you are interested in. Whether it's someone who's been there, done that, I've got the membership site that's got 1,000 people and you want that, great. That might be the type of person that you're like, that's who I want to work with. Otherwise, it might be other people who've set up their lives in certain ways and you want to tap into that. Maybe it's someone who, like, you know, is managing the whole nomadic travel business lifestyle and you're like, that's what I'm looking for. But really have a think about if you are looking for working with someone, is like, what is it that I am looking for? What am I wanting more of? What am I sort of feeling like I'm missing out on? I know sometimes in myself, I've chosen to be part of online coaching groups because I want a place to connect with other people on a weekly or very regular basis, where we can have interesting conversations. And it's not the type of people that I'm probably going to be meeting in my day-to-day life. I meet lots of lovely people. I've got lots of lovely friends, but am I having those types of conversations where I'm talking about my business? I'm talking about like what's holding me back or, you know, what's working or what's not, or outdated beliefs or things that I'd like to be doing? Probably not. So that's why I've chosen to join online coaching groups. And maybe you've done something similar. When you work from home on your own, it can get a little bit lonely. I've also chosen to work with people because I've met other people who've worked with them and they've enjoyed them. And so I'm feeling like our values are kind of the same. Maybe I'm going to work with them too. And I think that's, you know, when it is a yes, it really is just like, I don't know, like I need to sit with it for a moment. I need to not just say yes immediately because sometimes I might regret those decisions. So for me, if it's like a yes, it's almost like it's going to be a yes and then I sleep on it and then it's a yes. Like then it's a hell yes. If I jump right in, I'm probably going to regret it. So that's sort of in the yes camp. And then do you need to have a mentor to get ahead? You don't always need to. Maybe you're at a point where you can't really afford it, or you don't want to invest in that way. And that's where, you know, buying things like business books, borrowing business books from the library, finding podcasts that you really enjoy and inspire you, and maybe start to make you think a little bit different. you know, maybe you're happy with how things are and you know that in future when you want to do that thing, you're going to reach out to that person or you're going to join that program. Sometimes, like, that's often why, you know, sometimes if you've ever sold something, sometimes people like to, you know, see how things are and make sure that you're still doing it. So the same might be if you're looking for your mentor, you might be like, I like the sound of that program and I'm going to like start saving towards it so I can join it next year. Maybe you're not looking for a mentor because you've been burnt in the past. I think you can't not be in business and have that kind of experience. Sometimes we don't, you know, realize that we're not enjoying something until we're out of it. Sometimes things can start off well and then the relationship can sour. But if that's happened, maybe it's time to just have a little break from working with someone and then sort of using those like yes options of like, am I looking for new ideas, new perspective? Where is it the direction that I want to take my business? Sometimes we can find a mentor for a particular time and they might get us really on track with a certain aspect of our business. I know I worked with someone a couple of years ago who was a business coach. He's really good at the numbers side of things. I learn a lot from him and it's not necessarily what I, have continued to use, but I think even just getting that different perspective and a different view on looking at my numbers really has helped me. But yeah, it's not someone didn't have to continue the relationship forever because you also change when it comes to your business. Like a mentor might be right for right now, and then you do a bazillion different things and then you're like, oh, well, I don't need to work with you anymore. That's another reason to maybe have a break from working with a mentor or a coach. And I guess the other one when it comes to, you know, do you need one, is also feeling like maybe you don't know who to choose. Maybe you're not quite sure who to work with or if you're going to like their style. And that's when it pays to do your research. If you're someone who's considering working with someone or mentoring because you're like, I wouldn't mind getting that little edge on my business, it's kind of just an opportunity for you to explore. Maybe listen to a few of their podcasts, sign up to their email lead magnet and see if it really speaks to you. And on the flip side, of course, if you're someone who's creating content, maybe you can start to think, rather than trying to like, you know, if you are looking to be a mentor or find more people to mentor or coach, maybe it's your opportunity to start really thinking about what would I say to those people if they were in front of me? What would I say to that one person if I wanted them to start working with me? What would be something that I would appreciate if somebody said it to me? Like there's sort of like so many different ways we can play with this whole mentorship and coaching thing, because I work with so many people who are looking to move, like they often have a service-based business and they're looking to, you know, either expand that and obviously grow their kind of like IP and their footprint in terms of that business. And then often there's this little bit of like a thing at the back of their mind of like, I wouldn't mind coaching, you know, offering coaching or consultations or mentoring to other people. So if that's you and you're sort of like, do I need a mentor to get there? No, you don't. You've probably got all the resources you have available. And if anything, sometimes buying into a group program or a mentorship can be just another form of procrastination. So look at yourself, look at what time you have available if you're looking to work with a coach or mentor, and find someone who can work in a way that suits you. It's more than, you know, just like looking at a bunch of stuff online. And, you know, for me, I know if a course or a program involves a lot of videos, I'm probably not going to do it. But if it involves some sort of live coaching or mentorship experience where I have to be there at a particular time and I'm getting my cup filled in that capacity, then I'm going to be a hell yes. So do you need a mentor to get ahead? it really comes down to what stage you're at in your business and what you're looking to do next, or what you're looking to expand into in even more ways, or what is it that you'd like to tap into that maybe currently isn't going on for you, like being part of a group, like having interesting conversations, and just making sure that when you do choose one, you feel a genuine sense of rapport and you know that you're going to go into it with your eyes open and hopefully some kind of intention about what you'd like to get out of the experience. And in talking about that, it's often not the intention that we have when we're having a conversation with someone and we're getting their free advice. So, and if you are someone who offers a lot of free advice, maybe it's time to pull back a little bit and to invite people to have a different kind of conversation with you so that you're not having your amazing brain picked when you're out and about and getting yourself a coffee. I don't even need one. It's the afternoon. So if you've enjoyed today's episode, I'd love to hear from you. If you've found the most amazing mentor or coach and you just can't get enough of them, why not share this episode and tag them to let them know just how much you love them. And until next time, stay freaking fabulous. Hey, before you go anywhere and turn this off and find something else to listen to, I have a micro business self-check-in that you might want to download just to find out what the roadblocks are, what the sticky bits are for you right now, before you join your next group program, before you sign up to your next coach or mentor. Do this, figure out what's going on, and start moving forward from that place. It's mirandaivy.com/micro. Might help if I gave you the web address. Stay fabulous.